Hello, welcome to another exciting episode of Chatbox Podcast. Today's music is called Departure by Ghost Rifter Official. I'm leaving that in there. Okay, thanks, bye.
Sucker, I'm still gonna say hey, what's up?
Hey everybody, it's Chatbox, your favorite podcast during quarantine. How's everyone's Monday going? It's May.
It's May.
May I have this dance? Little Mayflower that I was promised.
What?
From April. April showers bring Mayflowers.
Ah.
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 Yes.
Roll the music!
Paula and Nate here. Welcome to Chatbox. This week we are discussing surviving the quarantine, everyone's favorite thing in 2020. Ooh, Nate and I are driving.
Someone
got pulled over. Nate and I are actually en route home.
Bad boys, what you gonna do when they come for family.
And we just saw someone get pulled over on the side of the road.
If you hear a hum in the background in this podcast, we apologize ahead of time. That is my vehicle.
It is the sweet Tesla.
It's not a
that
Tesla.
We don't own.
Yep. That would be deceiving. And that would be lying to the people.
So, Nate, let's start it off. Let's just get into it. Tips for surviving the quarantine. What is your number one go-to thing that you need to survive right now?
I would encourage people build a routine. Make sure a part of your routine forces you to go outside, get some exercise, get some daylight, get some fresh air, you know? Just because everything else is shut down, you still can get your essential exercise by walking outside, running outside, and just going outside.
Okay, so Nate, it sounds like two things, routine and then exercise for you.
I would say the same. Yeah, exercise, sure. Number one, exercise.
Oh, even more important than routine, fam.
Yeah. That's it. That's one of the reasonings behind it.
Why?
It just makes you feel better. It's okay.
Okay.
Quarantine, right?
Quarantine, yes.
So people don't have access to their gyms anymore.
No, they don't.
People don't go outside as much anymore.
No, they don't.
So you want to make sure that at some point in your routine, you're still fulfilling your bases and your needs of getting exercise, getting fresh air out there, and taking care of yourself. So exercise is important.
Exercise, yeah. I would agree, actually. I think exercise is really, really, really key because with quarantine, I feel like the majority of the population has become very sedentary.
Yes.
Even just like the difference, like not having to drive or like commute to work.
Right.
Like I don't walk half as much as I used to. And I used to like grocery shop. Okay, so I used to live in New York. I'm quarantining with Nate in Michigan right now. When I was in New York, I would travel X amount. And I'd walk around, and I was in a wide open office, so I'd walk around there, and then I'd go grocery shopping, and then I'd carry two large bags back to my apartment, and then I'd go exercise on top of that. So we're all missing out on that like commute and those like minuscule exercise moments that count, that matter.
Yep.
Make it matter.
Yep.
So what would you recommend for exercise?
Running. Surprise, surprise.
Nothing else.
No, just running.
I think running is good. If you can't run, walking has been shown to be just as beneficial. You can there are like a ton of free YouTube workouts right now online that you guys can do. No noise, no impact. So if you live in those teeny tiny little apartments, no noise. Or a lot of businesses are promoting their classes online now too. So if you loved yoga,
the schools go online and stuff,
right? Yeah, if you loved going to your yoga studio, you can still, you know, get your digs in at home. You can log online, or I don't know what you can do for spin classes.
Church
I think bike,
is
bike shops are still available. Church is not exercise.
No, but church is online. I'm talking about online stuff.
That
use
is
your
true.
Online resources.
That is true, yes. All right, so we hit exercise. Now routine.
This feels very forced.
I don't care.
How are you doing in this quarantine, Paula?
I'm actually doing well because this is boring.
This is boring?
No one cares.
What?
I'm doing fine. Which just reveals how not fine I am. Honestly, quarantine like really, really hit me in the mental health department. I was legitimately, I think I was very much depressed. Like we were like a week or two in.
Yeah.
And like right before you gave me the A-OK to come over to Michigan,
right.
I spent like the day like between work calls crying.
Oh.
Legitimately. It was really bad.
That is really bad.
Yeah, so I think for me the biggest thing was like keeping social and having a buddy.
Right. I think you're doing better now. Even now though, your social life is still limited even with me.
I think so. Like, I think I'm doing way better than I would be if I was
work,
alone.
For example, mm-hmm. like you just get so much energy when you're surrounded by your colleagues doing work. And now when you're surrounded by me, who's quiet half the time.
Yeah.
It's just not the ideal work environment for you anymore, you know?
I like getting hyped up when I need to work, when I need to do projects. I like being go.
Right.
And then you kind of bring me down. Right. Not in like a bad way, like you're my rock.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
All right, routine.
Routine,
sir.
Yep.
What's important about routine?
Oh, this is my second one? You're making this my second one?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't fall in a slump. You know, just because you're in quarantine, you're stuck in your house. It can be easy to get lazy. It can be easy to get soft. Don't fall in that slump. Keep going, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, people are burning fire over there.
Slump. What's our routine look like?
We get up.
Waking up is very important.
Sometimes we make the bed, sometimes we don't. Are you talking like work routine or like weekend routine?
Any routine. Actually, you know what? You're still working.
Yeah.
But your tasks are very
limited.
So sure. I would say you can maybe talk more about how to stay sane for the people who are furloughed or have filed for unemployment, and then I can talk about keeping active if you do have a lot of tasks.
I can't speak for the furloughed or the unemployed. But I can say just learn how to become content with yourself and content with nothing. And that's how you can handle not having anything more to do in your life. I live in rural Michigan to begin with. There wasn't much to do to begin with. So, like, this hasn't
True.
Affected me as much because I'm more of an introvert. I don't have as many friends as you have. So when everything shut down, it was just like, okay, like, so I still get takeout food. That doesn't change. I don't go out to eat, you know, with my zero friends. I was still fine for the most part.
I guess it's just having projects.
Keep them busy.
Kind of
care
about.
Keep them busy.
Keep them busy. Yeah.
I mean, right now with all this free time, it's a great time to move on with the next thing you got to take care of in life. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now is not a better. Like there's no better time to like take a look at your finances. There's no better time to take a look at your career. Or also like your future plan, like where you want to be in 5 years.
Soul search.
You got that time to do so. Soul search. Yeah.
Have a project. You could write that book you've never written.
Read some books that
you've
never
read. Read some books.
I have so many books on my bookshelf that I've not touched yet.
Really? I knew it.
I need to like read like 10 minutes a day. You know, that's what I need to do.
Someone once told me the more books you have, the less you've read. or the more books you own, rather, the less you've read.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
I don't think it's true. They were just talking out of their butt, but...
I mean, it's all relative. If the statement is referring to your bookshelf, yeah, the more books you buy, odds are the less you've read.
Yeah.
Because you're just buying more
unread books. You're just stockpiling all these books that you're never going to read.
Right, right.
All right, well, read those books.
Yeah.
And then find your next thing that you're going to do. Exercise routines. Planning your routine. That could be your project. Anyway.
You can try new things.
Yeah.
Yoga. You can teach yourself how to do that. Meditating.
Meditation is key.
Even boxing, if you don't have the equipment for it, you can do some shadow boxing. You know?
Or you could create that boxing studio thing.
Great.
In your basement.
Well, I don't know if you could do that or not, because you usually need to buy things and go out for that.
You might be able to get deliveries. A ton of businesses are delivering right now.
That is true. When was the last time you went through your social media and cleaned that up, you know? Who knows what employers or clients can see of you?
Oh, gosh.
That's a good
thing to do.
I've
given up on my social media.
You know?
Yeah. For the people who are still working actively, I think just keep going back to your why.
Yeah.
When it comes to staying motivated in your job. I feel like I get really sad and kind of look at the futility of my situation every now and then, or get like underwhelmed with the lack of like excitement of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Just because also like I feel like my reward system is very much social based.
Right.
Like I feel most accomplished when other people are like, good job.
Good job.
Good
Paul.
Job. You did it.
You get a cookie.
You did the thing.
Yay,
and
cookie.
This makes my life easier.
Right.
And then I'm like, yes. But since I don't really have that anymore, I just have to go back to my why. Why do I like my job? Why am I doing it?
Right.
And it doesn't have to be something ethereal like, oh, I love helping people and like blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It can be as simple as like, I love the money I make.
Right.
And that to me is worth it to continue doing a good job.
I mean, obviously you still want to care, right?
Absolutely.
But of course, yeah, I get your point too.
Yeah.
You don't have to let work define your life.
Yeah, just wherever you can find your motivation.
Right.
Whether it be like if you do like truly love your job for like all of the other altruistic experiences,
right.
Or the monetary gain, or for other reasons, whatever it is, just go back to your why and just plow through.
Right.
And if you have a hard time, like there's ping and you can call a colleague.
Ping.
Yeah, you can message, you can iChat people.
You must work for a very modern company because I don't have ping.
You don't have ping. You can email people. Send gifts. Don't let the fun die, fam.
That makes me envious.
That I have ping. You know what else I have?
No, that you have fun colleagues that you can send gifts to each other.
I love my colleagues.
I don't have that.
Why do you think I'm gone to a rut?
Jeez.
I miss them so much. All right. So we got routine. We got exercise.
We got the
staying happy and doing projects and keeping from bored if you're furloughed or unemployed. And we've got the staying focused and happy and keeping your job if you have a job.
Right.
What else?
Self-help. I mean, that's soul searching, I guess.
Soul searching? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like using this time to better yourself?
Yeah!
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 Yeah, man!
Yeah. I guess, yeah, if your project, you know, you could have two alternating projects, one that's external and one that's internal.
It's true. Rearrange the furniture in your home. Redecorate. The same decorations you have.
Wow. Keeping it original.
Honestly, change up your environment. It'll spice things up.
That's true.
It'll give you a little mood boost when you see your furniture's in different configurations.
That's true. Then you... Oh, man. For people who don't like routine, me, that would be really key because then you have to recreate your routine. Like, if you move your bed into an inconvenient place, you have to figure out how to navigate around it.
I don't know if I'd necessarily do that, but I imagine living in a New York City apartment might be a little bit tighter, limited options
for you. That's true. I would say maybe challenge yourself to create a new routine. So if you wake up and your first thing is to drink water, maybe instead it could be to go to the bathroom, then drink water.
Oh, wow.
Keep your brain waves going.
Wow. That change in routine, I don't know if I can handle that. How about this? Keep social.
Oh, yeah.
Keep connected. You still got your technology, you got your phones. Don't forget to keep in touch with your people.
Yeah.
Especially if you're used to seeing them, you know, daily or whatnot.
Yeah.
Go ahead and reach out to them. Make sure you're still seeing them just as much.
Literally no better time than now to, like, say hi to mom.
Right.
Say hey to dad.
Check in on the family. Check
Talk to the sisters, the brothers, the cousins, the grandparents.
Maybe some friends you haven't heard from in a while.
Yeah, some friends, some college people that you may or may not keep in touch with consistently. This is a great time to reach out to those people that, like, you've lost touch with and you think about every now and then.
Yep.
If they pop into your head, just write it down and make a note to reach out.
Yep.
I think that would be fun. That keeps it spicy. Especially, can you imagine what quarantine is doing on the dating life right now?
Ooh.
Think about it.
I wonder if like, dating apps activities are increased right now just because people have nothing else to do. Plus, then they still get to talk to strangers.
Yeah.
At least over text and stuff, you know?
I mean, I would probably, if I were single. Oh, gosh. I don't know, though, because I wouldn't want to go on a date with anyone who didn't practice social distancing.
Well, I don't think you would be able to go on a date right now if everything's closed down.
I mean, you could. You could go walking.
Right.
Exercise. Walking.
It's still not social distancing, though.
No, it's not.
Exactly. So, no, you can't.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
Oh.
That's so sad.
So sad.
Aw, for the people who...
Aw.
Aw, man, what if there was a romance? Aw, I bet there's like a Romeo and Juliet.
Out there.
Modern day times. But instead of the Capulets and the...
They just can't get together because of COVID-19.
Yeah. And then someone dies.
Aww.
Because of the coronavirus.
Aww. Wow, that's just dark.
And then the other one visits and kisses and then gets corona and dies. As well, we just created a modern love story tragedy.
Ooh, deer.
Satire.
There's lots of deer.
Wow, it is galloping.
Just going through life.
I don't think I've ever seen a deer gallop so fast.
Wow.
From the side angle.
Thank you, truckers.
Thank you, truckers. I spelled you wrong.
Yeah.
Well, any other tips for quarantine? How
are we doing on time?
We are doing splendid.
Great.
We've got 7 more minutes.
Great.
Great. Oh, you know what? Better yet, if you live nearby family and they have been practicing social distancing and you've been practicing social distancing and you're not impacting other people, we just visited...
follow the laws.
Nate's brother.
Follow the laws of your state.
Follow the laws
and
the CDC, whatever recommendations.
I'm saying that because I don't want to get sued for people claiming that we didn't tell people that. I am telling people that.
We just visited Zach, and that was super fun.
Yeah.
Oh, another activity. If you need a project,
cooking.
Go vegan. Make your own wine. Brew your own beer. Zach. Attack.
Zach Attack.
Has inspired me. I desperately want to make my own wine now.
Oh, wow.
No, it's super cool. He's got like this whole set that he's invested in a little bit. And then he's made like 25 cases of wine or something like that.
You talked to him more about it than I did.
Something where he can make 25 bottles of wine. I don't know if he has already. But that's cool. Literally the fruit of your labors. What a great joke. I'm really on a vine roll. That one wasn't as good.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm not punny in the beginning. All right. Anything else?
I think we're good with tips. Let's talk for a minute.
Quarantining. How has quarantine... improved your life, and how has quarantine ruined your life?
Ugh. It's been nice hanging out with you.
Improved.
Yeah. And how's it? Oh, man.
How's it ruined?
It's just...
This
it's,
list might be longer.
No, it's just weird that everything is shut down. It's just a completely different world right now, you know?
Yeah. It's a bummer that you and I went from long distance.
Oh my god, that I'm going to be charged in taxes for all this stimulus money we're sending down right now.
Oh yeah. Woo! I don't know if I've received my stimulus check. America!
You should probably look into that.
I should. I should figure out who I need to talk to.
Just the overall economy is going to tank and we're going to suffer for it.
Yeah.
That's going to be rough.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I can't even.
There's a weird cross in the woods.
Oh, you know what those crosses represent on the side of the road?
People got hit in car accidents
or
something.
Someone got in a car accident and passed away.
That's terrible.
Yeah, our condolences. Yeah. So something interesting. Right before New York put the shelter in order, I got out and I got a flight to Nate. In Michigan, and this is the first time that you and I have been dating since college
together.
And living together.
Yeah.
Oh man, this is the first time. Okay, so Nate and I dated in college, and then we broke up, and then we got back together with long distance.
Yep.
And this is the first time in secondary relationship that we've been together.
Yeah, I can't wait for the third one.
Yeah. And we're also living together.
Yeah, that's this is true.
This is. We were just reflecting on this the other day. We will
wait,
probably
you're
never
stay with me through July, right?
Yeah, I'm sticking with August. You, sir. And then we're gonna be separated from August, and I'm coming right back.
Wow.
Just so I can pick up my stuff.
Wow.
And my lease, yeah.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy too because I feel like couples really don't experience this. This isn't something that I ever thought I would have with you because
wow.
We both have full-time jobs.
Right.
When Nate and I knew we were going to live together in December, I think we made the decision.
Yeah.
But we thought we were going to live together in August.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
So we'd see each other after work and on weekends.
Yeah.
But now we're...
Even though we're getting more than that, though.
Because... My God. When was the last time I spent time away from you?
A walk? Like a couple weeks
I
ago?
I do remember that!
Yeah.
I remember this walk was like the first time in, what, the entire month and a half?
Yeah.
That I had spent alone.
Yeah.
I remember thinking it was really weird.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was nice to be independent.
It was
walk around.
Nice.
It was.
Which is fine, yeah.
It was not like refreshing is the wrong word. What's the word when you're like, you think about a past time? Oh, reminiscent. It was reminiscent. Nostalgic. It was nostalgic.
Huh.
Because I remember walking around in New York alone all year.
Jeez.
Yeah. Quarantine. So your life has improved because I'm here.
Yep.
So I'm a gift from God to
wow.
you. You're welcome.
Okay.
everything else is sad.
Yeah.
Because the world is collapsing.
I hope everyone else is doing as best as they could be right now.
I really am sending out like positive vibes to everyone.
All right. Stay
good
strong
thoughts
out
your way.
There.
Yeah. Sending our best. On that note, I think, do you have any final thoughts? Anything
no.
you want to finish with?
That's it. I'm good.
All right. Great. So, we're going to discuss next challenge.
Oh, geez.
Oh, no. It's podcast party. Your podcast party.
Oh, geez.
You have to teach us something. While you pull something out of your hat right now, I'll go into our book club. Every month, we have a book club, and it's the last episode of each month, and we discuss the books, we're in May now, so this book is called Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert B. Cialdini. We shall see What's We Find? We haven't started reading this book yet, but we've got the rest of the month, I guess, and nothing else to do. So hopefully we get through.
Paula, what am I an expert in?
What are you an expert in?
Yeah.
Rules, law, structure, safety, protocol.
Yeah, give me something fun that I'm good at. Jeez. Wow, I'm just a boring
creativity.
Long time.
You're a creative thought guy. Oh, you're a gamer guy. Oh, you already did games. Skateboarding, exercise. What else do you do? Family ties. How to have healthy relationships.
Wow.
Communication.
I've already done all of these things.
Well. Looks like you have no more tricks. Well, rabbit. Financing? Are you good at financing?
No.
Are you good at...
I have my
finances. What's something that you're interested in? I don't think you have to be an expert in it. It can just be a topic that you want to learn more about and share your findings with. Like minimalism. Minimalism? You like minimalism, don't ya?
Organization.
Organization? How to stay organized.
That's it.
Ooh, that's a good one for me.
Organize your life.
High key.
Yeah.
Wow, this is a podcast party I'm really excited about. No cap. All right. Well, with that,
thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow us at Chatbox Podcast.
You can DM us on any social media platform to see your questions or challenges featured in the show. If you would like to support this podcast, please leave a review of the show. Excuse me, Siri, Lana, whatever you named it. If you would like to support this podcast, please leave a review of the show on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends. And with that,
It's either going to be a great time or a great story. Okay, bye!
Bye! See you next week on Chatbox!